Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The Republican-led House will not be jammed or forced into passing a foreign aid bill that was opposed by most Republican senators and does nothing to secure our own border.
House Speaker Mike Johnson might block the Senate passed aid for Ukraine and Israel bill from reaching the floor because it's silent on border security. The White House has reportedly denied Johnson's request to meet with President Joe Biden about migration policy. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan plans to meet with the Gang of Eight, the congressional leaders included in intelligence discussions. House Intelligence Chair Mike Turner says they've learned of a serious national security threat, which reports say is connected to Russian nuclear capabilities. Sullivan is refusing to give details.
I'll leave it to you to draw whatever connections you want. All I can say is I reached out to see Turner. Turner's gone out publicly. I'm going to go see Turner tomorrow. That's where I want to leave things for today.
One is dead and as many as 22 were injured by shootings at Union Station in Kansas City, Missouri. Police arrested three after the attacks at the parade for the Super Bowl winning Chiefs. Missouri Republican Mark Alford reacted to the situation live on CNN.
We should be able to come together in situations like this and celebrate victories, not have to deal with a shooting.
Former Congresswoman and gun violence survivor Gabrielle Giffords is calling for an end to gun violence, pointing out that it's been 6 years since the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida. Kansas City Police Chief Stacey Graves says she's angry because people should feel they can celebrate in safety.
We had over 800 law enforcement officers, Kansas City and other agencies, at the location to keep everyone safe.
Long Island Democrat Tom Suozzi's headed back to Congress to replace disgraced Representative George Santos. California Democrat Pete Aguilar says Suozzi winning again in his old district means one less MAGA vote and a lot less craziness in the House.
It's a return to placing someone in that seat with the dignity to solve problems and to work in a bipartisan way to get things done rather than a sideshow that was George Santos.
Suozzi's return, the Republican majority is down to three, with three vacancies, which could remain empty for some time. Nearly one in five told pollsters working for Monmouth University say they believe the conspiracy theory that pop star Taylor Swift is involved in a covert government plot to help President Biden win re-election. Many who said that are Republicans, and almost three quarters of them also say 2020 was stolen. Flight attendants from three separate unions at the big airlines are picketing airports for new contracts and better pay. Corliss King with Transport Workers Union Local 556 was on the picket line at Chicago O'Hare.
This is the first time that they have seen a showing of like this worldwide of flight attendants who are absolutely determined to command our seat at the table.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.